Thank you, Rob. It's a download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Coffin. Well, it's time for Studio 435, our weekly showcase of the best live music Chicago has to offer. Last week, we had the indie rock band Mooner. This week, the week before that, the dream pop music of Panda Riot. Before that, blues with Billy Branch. You can hear all the live sets at WGNradio.com. You can just search Studio 435. Tonight, the indie hip-hop sounds of Show You Suck. Show You Suck returns to the download. This last week in my Instagram feed was jammed with photos and video from his great performance at the Logan Square Arts Festival. Show You Suck has been a staple in the Chicago music community for years now, and his newest collaboration called Air Credits pairs him with Chicago favorite DJ collective The Hood Internet. He's got a new solo record coming out this summer called Vacation Forever. Show You Suck's next big gig, The Taste of Chicago. He'll be at the Bud Light stage on July 5th. Show You Suck in studio tonight. Good to see you.
Hola, ¿cómo estás? I'm back.
How you been?
I've been amazing. How about yourself?
Good, good. It's great to have you back this time. We'll play some music, some live music. You know, what does it mean to you to be on stage at, the Summer Festival? Because the last time we talked to you, I think you were doing Wicker Park Fest or one of those.
Was it Riot Fest last time I was here?
But regardless, This is fest season for you to get up on stage at the street festivals. Tell me about that. Tell me about how that works for you as a hip-hop guy.
I am so blown away. I still can't believe that I'm playing The Taste of Chicago. There's some things in rap that I achieve, and there's some level of not expectancy, but I'm not totally caught off guard because I somewhat willed it into existence.
Right.
This was a thing that I didn't even have on my radar at all. Playing The Taste of Chicago was something that I never even conceived that I would be doing. And even in the part that's even more amazing to me is the fact that I haven't put out a solo album in so long. And I got this show without even having a solo album out. So it just shows the love I get from the city.
I want to ask you about that because you've guested on a lot of stuff, and mm-hmm. I mentioned Air Credits and other things. So you're constantly busy.
Yeah,
you have work even if you're not putting out your solo material. Talk about how your music. The industry that surrounds you has changed in the way that you don't have to put out a solo record to be noticed. You're on tracks. You're able to put stuff out. You're on other people's stuff. I mean, there'd be a time, and maybe even in your career, mm-hmm. where if you're not putting out music, your own solo, people forget about you.
Yeah.
In this case, that's not happening.
No, I within the past about a year and a half, I kind of come under a new ideology with my music career, and is that I don't treat it like a music career. I just kind of treat myself like a working artist, like a hired gun, I guess, so to speak. Like, people just book me to do weird things, and I just make weird things and put weird things out. As much creativity I put out in the universe, good things will come back and opportunities will come back to me. So that's how I play it. I don't play it with, I don't do album cycles. It's not about album rollouts like other artists
do. You approach the art in a different way by doing that?
I just do whatever I want. I create what I want to create, and that's the rule I live by. That is it. And I've learned that as long as I create and it's stuff that I want to do and things that I'm excited about, then opportunities will come, and that's where the money bag comes. So I don't chase the money. I just make what I want to make, and then the bills get paid.
That's a great creative.
Yeah, it's a cool life. Yeah. It's a really cool life. I don't take it for granted. I know everyone else isn't able to live like this at the current moment, but I feel like everyone has the ability to live how they want to live.
You know, I think about, I got a lot of artists on, people who are celebrities, other people who are in Hollywood or maybe on Broadway, places like that, even the music career. But they'll talk about, it's great to be on, I got this great role, this, that, and the other. But it's a 6-month gig.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have to turn around and they have to audition again and have to get back into it. I mean, is music similar in that regard? You talked about the
I've
solo
even done
practice.
Some. I've done some auditioning for some acting gigs, and I've done some voiceover work in the past year. I've kind of done a bit of everything in the past 2 years, and I got a taste of everything. And I just learned that I have to have a hand and some of everything. I say yes to just about every opportunity that comes my way, and it leads me in. And even if I get asked to audition for this movie role and I don't get the movie role. It always happens.
Right.
It never, ever, ever fails. It never fails. So I just learned to say yes to things and come in with a sunny disposition. And
how do you
things
learn
work
that?
Out.
I guess as,
experience.
As an artist, I mean, there are times in your life where maybe you weren't as, you didn't have sunny disposition, or maybe you were upset about the
idea. Hey, there's ups and downs, and I get bummed out about things even now. I'm a human being, and it's okay. We have to learn how to accept all of our emotions, live through them, and but you have to know that tomorrow is coming. So, you know, I can be bummed out for a day, but I know that it's just going to be for that day, and I'm going to get back to what I'm doing the following day, because I can't dwell in it. But I've learned a lot from one experience, and also just watching artists ahead of me. Mm-hmm. I've seen artists come and be a-holes and lose opportunities. So I see the perception, you know, I can see things from both angles. I feel like, you know, I'm a 32-year-old man and I've experienced life. So I have to act like I've learned some things. Like I don't have no excuse to walk through here and not know what's going on. I know what it looks like to act Hollywood, and I've seen people go from the bottom to the top and drop again. So I'm not going to be one of those.
Did those experiences, did they ultimately help you as a lyricist, as someone who's writing lyrics? Like you said, you're a 32-year-old man who's, you've lived a life. I mean, it's almost like thinking mm-hmm. about writers, novelists who, you know, live their life till 30 yeah. and then they start writing. The idea, like, I mean, but
that
but
is as so
a,
real.
But like as a lyricist, as a rapper, I mean, do you find more depth in the work that you're doing the more you live your life?
Absolutely, 100%. 100%. I find more purpose in my work now. Due to the current times that we're in, I find a lot more purpose in being an artist. And I've learned that I don't have to pigeonhole myself into one type of thing. That's why I have the side project Air Credits. Which is me kind of trying more my hand at more political work mm-hmm. In my own type of way. So
I think it's the first climate change based rap project I've known.
I'm a bet on that. Yeah, there is some. I feel like there's some inklings of it in some like some older Busta Rhymes work.
Okay, I don't want to sell Busta short.
I'll take that for sure. Absolutely. It's like a full on like sci-fi rap album.
Yeah, it's great. It's a tremendous, tremendous achievement for you guys doing that. When you sort of delve into an area when you're talking about science fiction or being more political and climate, is that come easy for you as an artist? I mean, that's not necessarily how I know your work.
Exactly.
So how is it to transition?
I don't know. I guess it was easy. It was kind of easy, but I was unsure with. I'm still kind of unsure with how people are going to perceive it. It didn't stop me from putting it out or stop me from doing it, but it was just something to think about, yeah. You know. But writing material it's not difficult for me at all, because we've been lucky enough to been able to build this universe around the music, and it's just another case of I can kind of make the art I want to make, and as long as it has the fun spirit that people know that comes from me, no matter what the message is, I think people perceive it pretty well. Yeah. As long as I sell it, as long as I like full heartedly do it, people get into it.
And there's something to be said about it. I mean, half of great hip hop is marketing, and I don't mean marketing like going on the street and handing people flowers, or flyers, but the idea of selling it, of being that person, being that
persona. I believe in what I do fully.
So that's what you're selling, right?
Yeah.
You know, for you, and I've known your work for a long time, it feels like you have, I mean, if you're do with the side project and you got the solo project coming out, how do you see your music evolving? How do you see yourself getting more mature? As you, like you said, you're 32-year-old now. Like, what do you see as the differences to the new music?
I've opened myself up a lot more to, oddly enough, I've always collaborated a lot, but how I collaborate now is opening up. I'm allowing more input. And how I used to collaborate a lot was like, someone handles beat, I handle words. But now the worlds are kind of coming together. I'm not above letting someone throw me a rap line and I build off of that, or, you know, or like someone's building a synth line. I kind of go over there and kind of add something there. So now what people are hearing in my music is me learning kind of new things and new techniques. With a lot of the new material from the Air Credits material and the new solo work that's coming out this summer.
Well, we'll talk about that solo work, and I also want to talk about just the writing process. Show You Suck in studio, indie hip-hop artist here in Chicago. Like I said, the new album comes out this summer, Vacation Forever. His next gig, Taste of Chicago, on July 5th at the Bud Light Stage. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Live music, Studio 435. Stay with us. It's Download here on 720 WGN, Studio 435, our weekly showcase of the best live music Chicago has to offer. In studio tonight, the indie hip-hop sounds of Show You Suck. Second time here on the Download. First time performing. He's got a new album out this summer. His big gig coming up, A Taste of Chicago. It's going to be at the Bud Light Stage on July 5th. We're going to hear some music now. Mike Jackson, Professor Fox in the house, and Show You Suck on the mic. Here is the track Cool off the upcoming album, Vacation Forever. Take it away, guys.
Cool. You can get free clothes, free shows, and sometimes there's free food too. And man, that's cool. Rapping is cool. We can watch the same TV shows all day while in the same room. And yeah, that's cool. My boo is so cool. Move into a brand new place and it's free Wi-Fi out the blue. And yeah, that's cool. Free internet is cool. The free Wi-Fi really ain't free. The connection next door is insecure. And that's still cool. Still an internet is cool. Order hard shell, order soft shell, and I order cinnamon twist too. Because it's so good. Taco Bell is so good. Cool. Homies with a cool rush. Way back in seventh grade, I was weird. Cause my favorite wrestler was Goldust. Nowadays, all you need is trust, huh? Nowadays, all you need is us, huh? If you need it, then you got it. Yeah. We only being honest, ain't here to make a profit. Being rad is the target. Nothing's really promised, every day go the hardest. Wasn't really sure if I would be an artist, so I wasted hella bread on college. I ain't paying that, Lord, I ain't paying that. If you hate it in the past, this is payback. Yeah. Shot town, homie, this is my town. West side, where the crib at? Shot town, homie, this is my town. West side, where the crib at? Shot town, homie, this is my town. Bellwood, that's the crib, bruh. Gotta stay cool. Hey, gotta stay cool. Yeah. Whoa. Gotta stay cool, yeah. Hey, gotta stay cool, yeah. Whoa. Gotta stay cool, yeah. Hey, gotta stay cool, yeah. Gotta stay cool, yeah. Hey, gotta stay cool, yeah. Hey, girls are cool. Moms are cool. Rap is cool, you're cool too, ay. World peace is real cool, yeah. World peace is real cool, yeah. World peace is real cool, yeah. Equality is real cool, yeah. Trump ain't cool, nah. Hey, Trump ain't cool, nah. Too hot, need to cool down. Too hot, need to cool down. Hey, Trump ain't cool, nah. Hey, Trump ain't cool, nah. Too hot, need to cool down. Too hot, need to cool down. Hey, hey, you ain't for rules. Hey, hey, too cool for you. Hey, hey, don't play by rules. I'm too cool for you. I'm don't play by rules. I'm too cool for you. Don't play by rules. play by rules. You can do it, you can do it too. I'm too cool for school. I'm too cool for you. Hey, I'm too cool for you. 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 And you can do it too. Hey.
That was real pretty.
Hey, all right. All right. Hip Hop Sounds of Show You Suck in studio tonight. He's going to be at the Taste of Chicago in the Bud Light stage on July 5th. Come on back up to the microphone. Gotcha. That was a song, Cool, in studio. Mike Jacks, Professor Fox with Show You Suck. That was off the new album, Vacation Forever, which is coming out this summer. So, I mean, as we're going to go to the news in just a second here, and we'll play some more music in the second half, which I'm looking forward to. I mean, that's a good example of the stuff that we'll hear on the new record.
Yeah. Every on the new album, every song is actually completely different from each other.
Really?
Yeah.
By design? Is that a design thing, or this is the way it worked out?
I guess it was kind of by design. This album is, the focus of this album is just a good time. It isn't any focus on sort of it being a story from beginning to end. With me working on the Air Credits project, and it's so conceptual. This album is kind of a departure from that, and just more so about like making the biggest songs, the biggest, coolest songs with a rad message, with different people in the room. Yeah.
Is that, will you see more collaboration on this record?
I come back to longtime collaborators like Mike Jacks and Professor Fox. Nick Ketchdubs is on the project. There's also some Hood Internet on the project. Trying to think who else we got on there. J. Arthur from the Whoever's, who's just going by Jesse now. We have a great record called F That Diet. Let's Eat Some Pizza.
great record.
Yeah. There's another great record called Mentally Healthy with that features another rapper named Big Dipper. There's just really big, awesome, like cool, positive songs.
Well, here's some more coming up. The album is called Vacation Forever. Show You Suck's next big gig will be Taste of Chicago coming up on the 5th of July in the Bud Light stage. He's here, of course, with Mike Jackson, Professor Fox as well. We'll get some more live music here on Studio 4, 435 coming up right after Rob's news. Thank you, Rob. It's Download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Studio 435 tonight. Chicago rapper Show You Suck in studio. It's going to be a Taste of Chicago coming up on the 5th at the Bud Light stage. He's got a new album coming out called Vacation Forever. We're going to hear some more music from that album. This track is called Crocs or Nah. And Mike Jacks, Professor Fox on the beat. So take it away. Show You Suck.
This next song is about being comfortable with your life. It's called Crocs or Nah.
My world ain't based on black or white, it's based on if you wear Crocs or nah. My world ain't based on black or white, it's based on if you wear Crocs or nah. Are you comfortable?
Huh?
Are you comfortable?
Huh?
Do you wear Crocs or nah? Are you comfortable?
Huh?
Are you comfortable?
Huh?
Do you wear Crocs or nah? Black and white ain't a thing on my campaign. How you spend your days? Feeling rather lame. How you getting paid? Get yourself a raise. Living life like it's golden, call it well appraised. Get it how you need to get it, I respect it. Keep your self-esteem more than average.
Keep it more than average.
Watching Clueless while I think about my passions. Now I get to sharing with the masses.
Sharing with the masses.
Cold-blooded. Yeah, that's cold-blooded. Yeah. When you're feeling good about it, but the nobody want it.
Yeah.
Cold-blooded, yeah, that's cold-blooded. When they say you're out of water, but the whole block flooded. Game change for yourself, in the cartridge. Nothing lanes in the pit, keep the cool motion. Feeling stuck nowadays, but you got the options. Getting rad is a crime, I'ma need Cochran. My world ain't based on black or white, it's based on if you wear Crocs or nah. My world ain't based on black or white, it's based on if you wear Crocs or nah. Are you comfortable? Are you comfortable?
Huh?
Do you wear Crocs, sir? Nah, are you comfortable?
Huh?
Are you comfortable?
Huh?
Do you wear Crocs, sir? Nah. Now, this is the first rap song ever made about wearing Crocs and being comfortable with your life. If there's something that you're doing right now, there's something that you're trying to do with your life right now, you can't do it, go for it. All you got to do is do it. Quit what you're doing right now and make that movement to what you're trying to do with your life. Be comfortable. Wear your pants how you want to wear your pants. Wear your shirts how you want to wear your shirts. If you don't want to wear makeup today, don't wear makeup today. It doesn't matter. It's all about what you want to do. Be comfortable with your decisions. You got the power. Vacation forever. It's about living how you want to live at all times. Vacation forever. Live how you want to live at all times. Vacation forever. Live how you want to live at all times. My world ain't based on black or white. It's based on
if you wear Crocs or not.
My world ain't based on black or white. It's based on
if you wear Crocs or not.
Are you comfortable?
Huh?
Are you comfortable?
Huh?
Say it, say it.
Do you wear Crocs or not?
Are you comfortable?
Huh?
Are you comfortable?
Huh?
Do you wear Crocs or not?
Yeah, look at that.
Be comfortable with your life.
Show You Suck in studio with Professor Fox, Mike Jacks. The song was Crocs or Nah. Vacation Forever is the album. There's going to be a Taste of Chicago coming up on July 5th at the Bud Light stage. Come on down to the mic. We'll talk some more. You know, I mean, listening to the music, I mean, how important is it for you as an artist, but also as a lyricist, as a rapper, to work with guys like Mike and Professor Fox? I mean, you can hear the music. You can hear the beats that are being put together. Yeah. I mean, they fit your style to a T.
Yeah. I mean, they're good people. That's first and foremost. I work with good people, and they're really rad dudes. And, like, man, it's just really cool to have relationships with people that, like, trust you.
Right.
Because I'm not the most musically inclined person. I'm not the most super planned person. So these dudes, like, they move, like, man, they come through for me in a clutch, and they're always down to work with me no matter how long of breaks we have in between. And like, it's just, man, they're just a really good home. And like, we just work different. We have like different working relationships with each person. So it's really cool, different experiences when I work with everyone. So I learned so much from these dudes.
You know, as a rapper, I mean, do you find yourself, you know, it's guesting on somebody's stuff or doing a project you say yes to, where you're in situations where you're in different studios or different places, recording with producers that you don't know?
Yeah, definitely. I'm super open to that. When
is that hard for you? Is that hard because you don't have that relationship? Like,
Not. I mean, it has its challenges. But I more so look at it for the learning experience and like going, usually there's some rapper that I'm not too familiar with that may hit me up and want to collaborate. And I just say, yes, if they set up the session, I'll show up, and I'm in town, I'll show up, because I always end up learning something. Even Professor Fox, he always hits me up about working with an artist that he's working with, and I don't necessarily know them and I don't need a lot of information. He just gives me the time and the day, and I show up. And I never know the artist when I show up, and I ended up like, I always end up working with them and learning something really cool from an artist that I never heard of before. So, man, I'm just like at the point in my life where I'm just like a open book more than ever. And I've been making music for a long time. So I want to make it not stale for me. So the best way to do that is just get in the room with some other brains and see what happens.
You can hear, I mean, you've always done this, and I hear it more even with the music we hear tonight, that you're deconstructing the song. So it's not rap, chorus, you know, bridge rap, you know. I mean, you're messing with the cadences, you're messing with the standard of what we
know. I love to play with song formats. I think that's
do you consider that part of writing?
Yeah, for sure. After a while, you get tired of 16 bars chorus, but there is a time for that also. And a lot of times with songs, sometimes I don't have enough to say on it to have a second verse, and that's okay. Some songs don't need a second verse, and that's fine. Like, and the cool thing is, I'm always working with people who are open to me being a weirdo about song formats, and that's what's really important for me. That they kind of let me do what I want to do, and I let them do what they want to do in a way.
Well, for you, I think about, you know, as you write songs, and you get inspired to put something down, right?
Mm.
Where are you usually at? I mean, are you the kind of guy who is going to just have it light bulb. I'm going to write about Crocs. Here it is right now. Are you? Do you have a more disciplined approach to the music? How do you come up with the lyrics that we're hearing in these songs?
It varies a lot of ways. Oftentimes, I'm on a couch watching something, and I hear a line in a movie, and it's a really clever line. I was like, oh, that'd be a really cool line to start a rap song off with. A lot of my rap songs, the first lines are lines from movies. And I learned how to twist those and kind of in my sandbox, in my world. There's other times where there's a specific topic that I do want to talk about, and it may be serious, and I go, how do I talk about that within the context that I've built with my other music? So it's kind of... a lot of times I kind of, me and Fox do this a lot where we kind of take a reference,
yeah.
I take a song, and then we kind of copy that song, and then we like show you suckify it
right.
After we copy it. We deconstruct it, and then like I Weird Al it kind of, you know, Weird Al it kind of.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah, yeah.
You call up Fox, you're like, hey, can we Weird Al this?
Yeah.
You know, I think about, you know, because you mentioned that just about the pop culture part of it, that a lot of your songs start with movie lyrics. And that's something we talked about last time we were in. We talked about, you know, where the inspiration comes for your music. Do you see yourself doing that more or less as you get older? I mean, are you finding yourself writing more particularly about your own things that have happened in your life as you get older? Or are you still sort of going with the concept of watching Alf?
there is more of personal life. The pop culture is still there, but now it's like, how do I take the pop culture and associate it with things that are going on in my life now, instead of just saying I'm watching Alf? What does this episode of Alf how does this episode of Alf correlate to my life at this current moment. It's kind of more so where I'm at right now.
You know, for you, I always think, you know, you got Vacation Forever's coming out, and we'd already talked about how you've got a whole new point of view on your career, where you are a yes-and guy. You took improv classes. You're just yes-and. Anything comes your way, right?
Yep.
Using that philosophy and applying it to a new album, are you going to, I don't want to say like business, but the business plan of it change? I mean, do you have different expectations, or does your ambition change when it comes to Vacation Forever because you have a new outlook? I mean, are you a different kind of you have different expectation of what this album's going to do?
Yeah, yeah. Now in my life, the expectation for album is really just I'm just expecting the enjoyment of making it, really. The reward is really in creating the art now and not the results of the art. Because when you get wrapped up, you really can't control the results. You really can't. The music business is not based on logic. It's not a A, B equals C. It's not a 1 + 1 = 2 thing. It's not. It's totally not. Some people try to make it seem that way to the public, and I'm telling you, it is not. So now I'm happy with making the art and then performing it and watching people enjoy it.
Did you have to learn that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because there was just too much volatility.
Even still to this day,
the
perception of how artists make it is completely made up. And people lie. They lie about how they get on all the time. And it distorts people who are coming up.
So the lie is like how I got here, how I stay here. But there might be already business factors or...
Yeah, 100%. 100%. So you're already kind of expecting things out of this business.
You're buying an image.
Exactly.
Right.
And I'm just like, I'm not for it. I'm just here. I'm just a hippie, man. I'm just here making tunes, and I just want to put some money in my friends' pockets.
You could
be
the first sort of hippie rapper from Chicago. We've had conscious rappers, but maybe...
Right. I'm full on taking charge in that.
I mean, do you still have ambitions to be an artist that plays in that sandbox in the music industry sandbox? If a Def Jam or something came and said, you know what, we love what you're doing, why don't you Priority Records, why don't you come along? I mean, is that something that you think about, or is that not part of your career?
Yeah, absolutely. If anyone comes to me and says I want to help you, then that's something worth talking to. I'm not here to be like anti-label. I'm here for whoever wants to help me create every day, let's talk.
That's the goal.
Let's hang out. Sit on the couch with me. Let's talk. That's all I'm here for. I'm here to make things. And like, if you come see me at the Taste July 5th, you're going to see an awesomely put together show. I've made a career out of taking really big stages and doing not so normal things with them. And this will be the biggest one yet.
I was going to say, when you approach a stage like Taste of Chicago and you know it's going to be a big thing, I mean, you start thinking months in advance of what you're going to do on that stage to stand out?
I always want to do that. But here's the thing. I have to be inspired. I think when I found out about it, I hit up these two guys and I was like, oh, let's get ready. And like, we still haven't really planned it yet, because I haven't had the inspiration yet. You know, like, I really haven't had the, like, what's my message with this set? I haven't had that moment yet.
Get ready for the 3 a.m. text, guys.
That's how it be. And I apologize, you know, I'm not that bad. But like, it'll come down to like a couple of days before, and then it'll be like, eureka, this is what I want to do.
Give these guys a pager. Give them a beeper so they're ready to go when they need
the back signal.
Yeah, right.
But it'll be all good, and it'll be huge and grand. I have really big, grandiose ideas, and like, it takes a while for them to materialize, but they always do.
The gig is at Taste of Chicago on July 5th. The Show You Suck's new album, Vacation Forever, out this summer. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll have one more live performance at Studio 435. Show You Suck is in studio. Stay with us. It's a download here on 720 WGN, Studio 435 tonight, live music in the All-State Showcase Studio on beautiful Michigan Avenue. Show You Suck, the Chicago hip-hop artist in studio. His album, Vacation Forever, is coming out this summer. He's playing Taste of Chicago, the Bud Light stage, on July 5th. He is live tonight, Studio 435, with Mike Jackson, Professor Fox. Let's hear the last track tonight. It is called Drop. Take it away, guys.
Rap song about nothing, really. It's just a good time. Whoa. Gone, let it drop.
Hold it now.
Ah. Sipping on a leche, no clam bakes. Cooler than Mel Gibson in the same days. Water World laser disc for the replay. Caught $3, no whammies, it was well appraised. Daria on my arm for the permanent. A lot of funk in the air for the parliament. A sunny Philly always ass Artemis. In 6'4 blowing the cartridges. Enter offices and curse some overages. I'm a mastermind, you're just a novice. Deluxe apartment machine with the Florences. Bazooka gum, red dot, silencer. Fifth element, big bada boom. Ruby red, super green, love by the tune. Fifth element, big bada boom. Ruby red, super green, please make some room. Gon' let it drop. I'ma let it drop. Gon' let it drop. Hey, I'ma let it drop. Life aquatic with a bouquet couch, no prom date. If you want it, I'ma serve it like a souffle. Dagger in a trench, black Kunta Kinte. Yeah. Don't worry, it's my sweet brother Noonte. A la carte, ambiance, audience. Elder Scroll, Xbox for Oblivion. Your rap's too watered down, my Savion. I'm full, energized, Red Bull in my arms. Yeah. The fastest of cars, bad as a bras. It being yours is all a mirage. Yeah. I've had no flaws since Charles was in Charles. I have more applause than Quick Draw McGraw. Fifth element, big bada boom. Ruby red, super green, love by the tune. Fifth felon bent, bit by the bone. Ruby red, super green, please make some room. Gone, let it drop. My name is Show You Suck. I'm a rapper from Chicago. This is Professor Fox here, and Mike Jacks along with us. This is a rap song about nothing. It's sort of like an episode of Seinfeld. Vacation Forever is the name of the album. Don't forget to love yourself, and don't forget to go out tomorrow and love someone else. When you're stuck in traffic tomorrow, it's not that person in front of you fault. It's not the person on the side of you fault. It's just how the world is. When you get lemons, you gotta make rosé out of them.
Yeah. Listen to that. Yeah. Show You Suck in studio tonight.
Yeah.
Performing the track Drop. That was great, man. All right. The album's coming out this summer, Vacation Forever. Also playing Taste of Chicago. He'll be at the Bud Light stage on July 5th. You know, as we wrap up tonight, also Mike Jacks, Professor Fox. That was great. I have to say, I mean, it's not the particular people walking by the 720, you know, Michigan Avenue space, and they get to see what Mike Jacks has got set up. So I was like, I was taking a picture of it because I wanted to send it to the news guy who sits in that area in the mornings, you know, so he says, like, what we do.
He looked like he time traveled back into, like, early 1910s and brought a laptop with him.
It looks good. Yeah, for you, I mean, Chicago, does it matter to you that Chicago is blowing up when it in terms of hip-hop? I mean,
yeah.
There's so many different...
Absolutely.
Non-stop love for this.
Yeah. In any situation where I see creatives thriving, I'm a happy person. I feel like that is one of the catalysts for the world changing in a better way. Creatives getting creative things off and people receiving those things. Yes, I love it. I love it. We need more. We need more.
I mean, it's amazing to me. It's amazing that, I mean, at one point there was, okay, you know, an independent scene here in Chicago, and that was a strong scene. I knew it well.
Mm-hmm.
And just in, I feel like in the last 2 years, probably on the back of Chance the Rapper, there just seems to be a tremendous amount of not only great talent that's getting recognized, but I don't know if the right word's industry, but just the support for those artists.
Yeah, I don't think there's I think there's more support within the people than I would say industry, and that's what's more important, that there's fans here, like legitimate fans, legitimate supporters out here.
You need it, right?
Yep, absolutely.
I mean, because you were just at Logan Square Art Fest, I talked to her right at the beginning. I mean,
oh, it's
just
beautiful.
Watching the video and people are singing along to your
song. Oh, it's crazy.
What's that feel like to be from Chicago to have that happen on a street festival headlining on a Saturday night?
I'm not used to it at all. I accept it fully. It's so awesome. It feels so great to sit in a room and make these songs and if you look at these songs online, they don't have millions of plays, you know what I mean? Like, people are listening, but it's not like ultra mega hits. And so I don't know people are going to come out and be knowing these songs and just to watch people sing along with songs that haven't even been out a year. It's just, man, it's so cool.
That's great.
I do not take it for granted. So come to the Taste of Chicago July 5th. You will have the most positive experience of your life. I will guarantee that. It will be the most positive, fun experience of your life. Come see this set at the Taste of Chicago. It's an hour long. It's me for an hour long. If you can withstand this for an hour, come on out. It's going to be wild. Hopefully, I can get some circus performers there. Hopefully, they don't tax me too much.
There is a circus performer tax.
Yeah. But, you know, I'm going to make it a variety show. This is not just going to be me rapping for 60 minutes. This is going to be, I'm telling you, Chicago, listen, this is going to be insane. Someone's going to be flying in from a chopper. Someone's going to be rising from under the stage. I don't know who yet. I haven't assigned the positions yet, but
it might be
a Backstreet Boy or two. The budget's a little bit bigger for this show than usual, so we're going to shell out. We